Joe Burke joins us from the Fort Mill School District. He is the public information officer. And good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
Morning.
What do you know?
Well, it is always nice to visit you guys. I get twice this month, which is awesome. Unfortunately, a little bit of a bittersweet visit this morning. So if you've had a chance to either see our board meeting from last night or read some of the news stories, our longtime servant, Dr. Epps, has decided that he has announced his retirement. For the end of this school year, so January or June 30th, he's not retiring immediately. He'll still be our superintendent for the remainder of the year, but he did announce that last night. So just because some scheduling conflicts, I came in to see you guys this morning. I think he's going to talk to y'all at another time.
That's it.
Well, you answered the call just like we put up the bat symbol like in Gotham City, and Joe said, yep, I can come on in, and Joe is correct. We'll catch up with Dr. Epps a little later this week, Thursday, on Palmetto Mornings. We won't spend too much time talking about Dr. Epps' career because he can do that, but he was, 49 years in education, 45 of those in the Fort Mill School District, and 15 as superintendent.
Yeah, yeah. I would definitely say he's not had a short career. No, been in education for almost half a century, actually. Wow, that's even hard to even think of, but most of that in service to the district. And not only that, he's a product of the Fort Mill School District. So that makes it even more special. So, and in that time, he's held, you hear him talk about it, he's held just about every role you can think of, from a teacher's aide to a coach to obviously assistant principal, superintendent. But at one point, he'll even tell you that he used to deliver the mail between the schools when he was younger. So, I mean, he's pretty much done it all. You can't ask for a leader that knows the district that they are leading better than Dr. Epps does.
Boy, when you talk about climbing the ladder, this seems like the best example of someone that has worked in every facet of a school.
Yes.
So when you become the leader, you can relate to what the teachers are going through, what a principal is going through, what the mail person is going. I mean, you can have those conversations with those individuals and think back like, I remember I did that job and what does that look like?
And I think when you look at that, you'll understand too why the district's always had such a long tradition of developing leaders internally. That's something that our district prides ourselves on, and we do a very good job of that. We help develop and move people through their career, and obviously he is a prime example of that and a major proponent of it, as it was how he came through as well too.
Which is also going to make for very big shoes to fill.
Absolutely,
so
yes.
I know that y'all will find the right person, but again, that's going to be big shoes. But he is going to stay on with that person through the end of the year. So he'll be retired in June, but he will stay on through December.
Yeah, he'll finish out his term as superintendent in June, on June 30th, when we roll our actual fiscal year over. And then he will continue to stay on through the district through December to help with the new person who the board identifies to come in. To help make sure that transition is smooth and seamless, and obviously to help impart some of his knowledge to that new person. So that's always a great way to do that. It really gives the new person a chance to come in and not have to hit the ground at a sprint. Maybe they can start at a little bit of a fast jog because they have somebody to lean back on and somebody with the knowledge that he has. So we're very, very happy he's committed to do that, and it's really going to help the district out a lot.
Joe, is there a timeline in place to hire a new superintendent?
Well, the way it works in South Carolina with superintendent hiring, unlike traditional hiring in the district where, you know, HR would handle that, this is generally a process that is handled specifically by the boards. So now that Dr. Epps has made his official announcement, our board will come together. They'll make determinations on how they want to take the steps in the process of hiring the superintendent. So I don't have specifics on a timeline yet. I would assume we would like to have somebody in place by the time he's gone in June, but the board will have to make all those determinations. And again, they are the ones who will lead this process. But I did have a brief conversation with Ms. Spears last night, and she wanted to make sure that I assured everybody they are going to find a top-notch candidate and leader to follow in those big shoes and continue to lead our district on such great successes that we've had.
And, of course, we've seen school districts, go down this path before. There are so many different ways they can just hire them. They can hire someone themselves. They can do a national search. They can hire firms. So there are different avenues where school boards can go to find the best candidate to lead their school district. Joe, did this come as a shock really to a lot of folks at the district office in Fort Mill?
Well, I think Dr. Epps, I mean, obviously, again, 15 years straight as superintendent is a good one, and obviously a very long career. So I know he had, continued to look year by year at a superintendent at remaining with the district. And I'm going to tell you, he loves this district. So last night's announcement was probably one of the hardest things he's ever done. So I don't think it was a complete and utter shock that it was going to happen at some point. But, yeah, I saw a lot of faces last night at the board meeting when it came that just were completely a little bit taken aback and a little bit, sad for him, but also happy for him. So I think that that he has created a process that, regardless of whether it seemed like a shock or not, that's going to help make this a good and smooth transition for the district.
Joe, you have seen so much growth within the Fort Mill School District. And again, what is the wording used when it's used to describe the Fort Mill School District in terms of how big and small it is compared to other school districts in the state of South Carolina?
I think one of the greatest comparisons, if you look at it size-wise, we're one of the smallest districts at about 52-ish square miles, one of the smallest geographical districts in the state. We are in the top 10 for student population, and that has continued to grow for the better part of 25 years now. The district has, I want to say, over quadrupled since about 25 years ago. So we have seen extremely rapid growth. At most times, we were the fastest growing district in the district, especially by size. So that has been a daunting task, and one that obviously Dr. Epps has had to work with as superintendent and manage and come through. And I think it's actually, he's done an outstanding job at that. And our support of our community too. In his time as superintendent, we've passed multiple bonds to address that growth, which is a big thing. Built new schools.
New district office.
Bring in staff, new district office. Yeah, if anybody who's in Fort Mill knows, they used to be right there in downtown before
right
moving
behind
to
the Hardee's.
The building we're in now. So that's a lot of change. That's a lot of change for any superintendent, but for one to continually deal with that change for as long as he had is pretty impressive.
And Joe, how rare is it in today's landscape that a superintendent, in this case, Dr. Epps, has worked there for, 15 years as superintendent? Mm-hmm. How rare is it to have someone to work that long when we've seen some other superintendents have anywhere from 3 to 5 years?
I think it just depends on the district. We've seen superintendents across South Carolina that have been in place for quite a long time. Chuck does tell me every once in a while he's the elder statesman when he walks into a lot of the superintendent meetings from across the state. But I think it's just a case-by-case situation. You got to find the right person for the right job. And when you do that, you can have somebody who serves as long as Dr. Epps does. So I think it just all kind of happens as it happens to each district.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see how this process plays out in front of those in the Fort Mill School District as we are learning again. Dr. Epps, the superintendent for the Fort Mill School District, did announce that he is retiring at the end of this school year, which ends June 30th. The process to hire the new superintendent, the board is responsible for that. We'll hopefully learn in the next week or so what that timeline looks like. But really, you're still continuing to grow and you're still continuing to forge in the right direction. So that next person has to continue to have the vision, I assume, of what Dr. Epps had, and we'll just continue to see the bigger picture down the way.
Yeah, that'll be key. Obviously, just with him retiring, the things that we have going on are going to continue to go on, whether it's opening schools or dealing with our hiring staff or new students coming in. So those things are going to continue, which again is nice to have him here in that role through June. So that'll help with that. But yes, obviously coming in, it's not like a fresh start. It's a lot of things that are already in place and already running.
I guess the question for families in the Fort Mill School District, again, when you hear the superintendent is retiring, Rock Hill School District went through the last kind of questions in the last week when Superintendent Dr. Tommy Smalsey announced his retirement. What does this mean for my family? How do you address that when families hear the superintendent is planning to retire, even though it's not going to happen until June? What's the message there?
Yeah, I think, and Dr. Epps talked about some of this last night, is that our families really shouldn't see a change. And he, again, with the way he set up his process with staying on in a support role following superintendent, the goal is to have that transition done to a point where our families don't even notice it. So that's obviously a goal of doing the process this way. And, again, with a leader who served as long and been a part of the district for as long as he had, or has, I think he knows how to make this a good transition over for the next person coming in, and I think he'll be there to help. So hopefully our families won't see any change. Or if they do see change, it'll just maybe be some new things that a new superintendent might bring in that wants to give a try. So I wouldn't have any concern for our families. Again, this is Dr. Epps is retiring because of he's had such a long career, and quite frankly, I think he wants to go spend some time with his grandkids. Hey. So I think that's his plan, and he'll probably tell you more about that. But I think it's going to be a nice, a wonderful time. And honestly, we're going to get to have a little fun now because he is superintendent through June. We're going to get to do a bunch of things to celebrate him and put out information and share some of those. We're going to dig up some of those old pictures that we had found before and make sure we get those out
those
there.
Please.
It'll be a fun time between now and then.
Well, again, congratulations to Dr. Chuck Epps. It's such a long career in education, 49 years, 15 of those as superintendent for the Fort Mill School District, and he has announced he's retiring. We're going to plan to catch up with Dr. Epps when he swings by these microphones tomorrow, Thursday. But Joe, thanks for kind of just translating what took place over the last 24 hours, and we'll continue to watch the process.
No problem. Thank you, Joe.